Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Anything and everything, AAE.
I thought it was AAE. AAG is a whole different thing.
You're right. Okay, here's a question. I have a legit question. It's been on my mind. This is the kind of stuff that I wonder at 2 a.m.
Here we go.
Do you think that Howie Mandel has like a history, like that he's the healthiest person in the world because of the whole unwillingness to shake hands with people thing? You know, he does his fist bump thing.
I know he does. He has a germ phobia.
He has a germ phobia, so he won't shake hands with people. It's been like this forever. So he just fist bumps you. And then I was wondering, do we not know? Like, I feel like Howie should be sharing the facts. Like, has this worked? He should be like, I haven't been sick in 32 years.
I have the answer. Well, first of all, I just want to acknowledge and honor the fact that you're bringing the hard-hitting stuff to the Rise Together podcast.
These are the things that keep me up at night.
No, I appreciate this. Here's my hypothesis. Okay. I don't know the answer.
You said the answer like you had it, which is such a man thing to do.
It is. It is very on-brand for me to have declared that I know all about Howie Mandel's health when I don't. But here's my hypothesis.
Okay.
When you introduce germs to your system, you build up antibodies toward germs.
Yes.
And so I am not one of those parents that like won't just pick a piece of food up off the ground and put it right in my kid's plate. Like if it's on the ground for 2 seconds,
yeah,
God made
fine.
Dirt don't hurt.
Yeah.
I think
God made dirt, God made you, stick it in your mouth and chew, chew, chew.
Oh, chew, 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 chew I will.
No.
Okay. But I think that the absence of germs makes him more susceptible to sickness.
So you think he's actually like the weakest of us all.
Have you ever seen him work 2 days in a row?
You're right. He's the sickest of us all. He's perpetuating the cycle. So he thinks, I've got to keep doing these fist bumps because I'm sickly. But really,
if only he'd shake hands,
then he would build up the immunity. I'm Rachel Hollis.
And I'm Dave Hollis.
And we're married.
For like 15 years.
And we have 4 kids.
That's like 1,000 kids.
We've been foster parents to 4 kids as well.
And we're running a business together.
That's a lot of things.
It is a lot of things.
But we know that it's possible to have an exceptional relationship regardless of the stresses you have in your life.
So if you want some tips and tricks on how we get through all the things,
this is Rise Together.
Oh my goodness, where could this episode go?
Anywhere.
Feels like we just are now descending from the peak
Anything
of Everest.
Anything and everything. Okay, here's another thing.
Here we go.
I can't remember what it was, but there, oh, I remember what it was.
Oh, excellent.
Listeners, you tell me, is there anything, and I mean literally anything more satisfying on this earth than your partner trying to explain something to you that you know is incorrect, but they are positive they are right, and then watching as they attempt to do the thing that they just told you was possible and just watching it explode in their face?
Fake news.
What?
I'm whatever the story is, I'm just declaring
it's not. You are going to remember it. We were in my car. My car has Apple Play. You know, you plug it into the little cord and it plays your phone. Okay. It's not apparently high tech enough to have Wi-Fi play, but it's got Apple Play. All right. So you plug it in. And Dave's in my car. And I say to him, no. Don't plug my phone in.
Don't plug my phone
in. I want to listen to the radio.
I was given instruction.
I want to listen to the radio. And for some reason, if you plug in the Apple Play, it messes up. The car freaks out and it like can't play the radio.
I just wanted to charge my phone.
And he said, no. He mansplained my car to me.
It is my prerogative. And he
was so, and I was like, I will tell you, as soon as you started telling me what was what, I was like, I'm about to watch this full get taken down by a USB cord.
USB cords and I have never been friendly.
So then he does exactly what I told him would happen. And then he starts like banging on the car like a monkey with a computer, like, you know, a monkey trying to use like a Dell for the first time, right? That's Dave trying to prove that this is some fluke thing. And it was the most satisfying, because I was like, I'm gonna sit here and listen to the wind blow.
I feel sad for you.
I feel happy
for you. You know why I feel sad for you?
Joy down in my heart.
It's a shallow pool. The reason why I feel sad for you is because if that is the most satisfying thing in your life, we have to work on a whole bunch of stuff.
There's just so many things that like you think you know best.
That is true.
And you present them as if you have factual knowledge of what you are saying.
It is my greatest strength and my greatest weakness.
Is this like you have a penis? And so this was like, you came out into the world this way, like, oh, I'm a dude.
Why do we have to bring my penis into this?
I'm just saying it's not something a lot of women I know have. It is a particular, typically male quality.
That's very sexist of you to say.
It is, but it's called mansplaining. Your sexism. No one calls it woman-splaining. They call it mansplaining.
Yeah, no, there's like a deficit in something DNA-wise, in genes, in the passing down from one man to the next over time. This idea of rightness. So, you know what? I'm just a product of my upbringing and of society at large, and I'm trying to work on it every day. Yeah. Thanks for pointing it out.
The car taught you, though. The car taught you.
The car taught me. The thing is, I actually was so confident in my ability to overpower the wiring, the miswiring of your vehicle, that I thought maybe my confidence would be the thing that would make it work. And I was looking for what for me would have been the most satisfying thing on earth, which was proving you incorrect when you thought you were right. And here I was just falling into your trap.
Yeah. Welcome to my web, said the spider to the fly.
I mean, I don't actually feel happy about it. I wish there was a rhyme in there, but there, alas,
speaking of rhymes.
Oh.
No, I don't have a rhyme.
No.
I am on deadline for my next book. And we can talk about this openly now because you have written a book.
I have.
It comes out March 10th.
It does come out March 10th. I very rarely talk about
it. Yeah, nobody knows.
Like being bludgeoned by my mentioning the book coming out on March 10th.
But what I find so fascinating, y'all, is the ish that bubbles up from the depths of your being when you're writing.
Yeah.
I don't write with an outline. I write what I feel. So like, who even knows what this thing is going to end up to be? I have some rough ideas of some things I want to cover, but today a story popped into my head and I just started writing. That's what I do. I just like write and let's see where this takes me. And I remembered a moment from when I was 7 years old. And it's the first memory I have of being picked on and being encountering mean girls, and which then later led to bullying as I got older. And I remembered with visceral detail what she was wearing, how I felt that, what was happening on the playground.
What is her name?
Her name is Kristen. Name's Kristen. Okay. I'm not saying a last name. Her name's Kristen.
I needed you to write it down on a piece of paper so that I could go find her.
I referenced both who she had as a first grade teacher and a second grade teacher. And I said in my writing, Yes, I am referencing your first grade teacher too, because I am being petty AF. That if you are the Kristen reading this and if you are like, was that me? Yes, it was you.
Wow.
Yes, it was you.
And I'm going to get you a therapy appointment.
Literally, no, but here's the thing. 30 years later, I'm still hurt by the things that happened and still, like, it ended up being a really good narrative for this idea of women judging other women. And I have this belief that if you are judgmental of other women, the person you're most hateful to is yourself. So it was this conversation about like self-image and how we judge others, because the book's about health, y'all. But isn't it crazy?
Here's the thing.
The stuff that comes up.
It is crazy. I can remember as I was writing my book, I was trying to think of like things that were also triggering to me as a kid, as I was like exploring like when I became less confident. Like I feel very confident in who I am and proud of who I am now. But I, like as a middle schooler, definitely like I lacked confidence. I was a tall, skinny kid. And one of the things that I thought of in real time was, as I was doing the writing, was this confrontation I had. Confrontation sounds more aggressive than it was. I was walking across campus in middle school. A girl in seventh grade walked up to me as I had a zit on my nose, pointed it out, and laughed about it. And it like made me self-conscious of my skin for the next, let's see, what was I, like 12? I'm now 44. Okay, like 32 years. I mean, it's unbelievable that like one person humiliating you, making you feel different, less, whatever, I can remember exactly what she was wearing. Mm-hmm. I remember the look on her face, the way that she teased, how her hair was pulled back. Like,
well, so don't everything. You think, so then what I think, as we're parents, and so I'm always like, oh my gosh, what would have helped me? Because as I'm writing this stuff out, I wrote today, I didn't tell anyone that these things were happening to me or that these girls were being this mean, or like, I remember like them holding me down and sticking a dead roach in my clothes.
What?
And they were like mean. And we were seven. We were seven.
Now I got to find this person.
No, but I didn't tell anybody that it was happening because I would rather feel like I belonged and get bullied than feel invisible.
Mm.
There's so many layers to this, right?
Yeah.
And so what I was thinking is like, okay, how do you prevent that in our own children? Obviously, you can't prevent the way other kids treat them, but this is why I am constantly in conversation with our kids.
Yeah.
And I'm constantly digging and I'm like listening. Like someone told me that once. They were like, if you sit with them and you ask questions and you kind of sit there long enough and just listen and listen and listen and like barely scratch at things, they'll start to tell you more and more. And I think our kids, like our older boys, they tell me more things than they tell you.
They do.
But I have heard, you know, the stories, and I say to our kids what I wish an adult would have said to me. Like I literally will say, that kid's an asshole. I have said that to my middle schooler.
Yeah.
And then I explain, and I'm like,
Hurt people, hurt people kind of stuff.
We don't know what's going on in his home. We don't know what's happening, but that doesn't give someone the right to treat you that way.
Yeah.
I just want to like call it out as wrong. And here's how I want you to deal with it. And I want you to tell your teachers, that's what I wish someone would have done. I wish you could have gone home and had the conversation with your mom or your dad, and they would have said to you, like, oh my gosh, like I had pimples, or I wish they could have normalized what that experience was for you.
So I went home and put so much Noxzema on my face.
Oh, Noxzema.
It burned. Like I lost layers of skin that day.
Poor guy.
I put it all on, figuring, you know what, I can probably medicate my skin to a place where she won't make fun of me, which is so crazy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I love the way, by the way, like that the boys have a willingness to come and talk to you is awesome. Like my conversations with them, I've noticed lately. How was your day? Good. Like I like monosyllabic, one word, yeah. Short answers. Like it takes so much more work to get answers than it had in the past.
Well, you have to get them talking about a subject they like to talk about, and you get them talking.
Yeah.
So like the amount of times that I get good, and then I'll be like, oh, is that a new skin on Fortnite? And then they like, oh my God, and it's a tomato and a llama and la 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 la, right? And then they're like going, and then I'm like, oh, who's playing with you? And oh, Andy's playing with me. And oh, you guys having fun? And like, so I get them talking about a thing they care about. And then I just like keep digging into like the friends and what are y'all talking about? I am sneaky.
You're like a little ninja.
That's always how I find out what's going on, or I find out that someone hurt their feelings, or I find out that they hurt someone's. I mean, I've hurt many times with one of our kids. That'll be like, oh, I think I hurt my friend's feelings today. And I'm like, oh, what happened? And here's how we apologize. And
yeah.
Kind of tell, like helping them process that.
Drop off is interestingly like a 18-minute therapy session.
Yeah.
Like there is a very bizarre openness conversationally.
Meaning
when
school drop off.
School drop off. Yeah. When they are in a contained space where they can't move and I lob anything mm-hmm. topic-wise, they're pretty open. What's interesting actually in real time is I took a picture of Noah yesterday standing outside. I mean, she looks like she's 14 years old all of a sudden. It's like freaking me out. But I've noticed I took the boys to the orthodontist yesterday and I was like really spending a lot of time with one while the other was in. And Ford, he's 7 now, but he's like you ever watch your kids in real time transition out of when they were a little boy to now being like a young man? Like Ford is very much in this transitional phase where he's still his creative, awesome, individual self, but he's becoming a boy. I mean, he's becoming like a grown boy.
He's got your little stick boy feature. Like, he's so skinny.
He's the skinniest dude.
I hug him and I'm just like, what are your
skinny? But what it's like provoking in real time, you had this exercise at the new year with your friends doing your dream casting, like, where will I be in 5 years? You're going to be the parent of a
12-year-old Ford.
18-year-old Jackson. Yeah. Which is like, what universe are we even living inside
of? When you think, oh my gosh, I have 5 years left until Jackson is a legal adult.
Jeez.
That makes my heart stop.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay, will he still want to be best friends with me then?
Yes,
probably.
He will.
Okay.
He will.
I have an announcement.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your hats.
But I want you listeners to promise that you will not ruin this for me. That you will not tell your kid who goes to school with my kid that this is real.
Oh.
Listeners, do I have your agreement? If your kid goes to school with my kid in any way or any, like, you will not let this get back to my kid because this is adorable. And if you ruin this for me, I will find you.
Okay, I like this. There's also like a bounty hunter factor.
Yeah, it's like Liam Neeson in Taken.
Yes, he's got a special set of skills. I will find
you. Yes.
Yes.
Jackson has a frame. He had a frame on the side of on his little nightstand, right? When we did his room, when we moved to the house, he had a frame. And it has had the thing it came with.
Like 5x7.
Yes. I had a bunch of prints printed. I had like a 50 prints printed because, you guys, this is not an ad. This is not an ad.
Not an ad.
There is an app called Free Prints. P-R-I-N-T-S.
Oh, I thought it was Free Prince.
Like, No, the prince is fine.
Wolverine.
No, he did get freed. He left. He's leaving the UK. Gone. They're going, you know. Anyway, Free Prince. They give you like 1,000 free prints, 4x6 prints every single month. Whatever. Check it out. It's a thing, not an ad. I just found it. The quality is not great, but they're free, so who's going to complain? Anyway, I have all the stuff printed. And I tell the boys, they both have a frame in their room. Go through and choose any picture here. You can put it on the side of your bed. Do you know that
here we go.
Cherub, that baby that I grew in my body and pushed out into the world through 52 hours of labor, do you know that that little king chose a picture of him and his mama? And that is the framed photo next to his bed. I printed it so I could bring it to my office.
Bless
what him. 13-year-old boy.
Bless
of
him.
Of all the photos.
Honestly.
Picks me and him.
That is, that's amazing.
I swear
I have to spend more time with him, clearly.
If you are listening to this and you tell your kid and your kid teases my kid, I don't. Because you know, guys, it will embarrass him. If another kid in middle school is like, I heard you had a picture of your mom. First of all, you're going to embarrass him. He's going to change the photo. And two, then I got to go beat up your kid for picking on my kid.
Don't beat up kids.
And then I got to beat up you because you ruined my mom moment.
Yeah, you can beat up moms. You can't beat up kids.
I don't want to beat up anyone. Just don't nobody
beat up.
Tell.
Don't beat anybody up.
But you guys.
That is the most precious thing.
He picked me.
That is the most precious thing.
He loves me best.
I put a picture of myself next to my bed.
Yeah, that feels right. I think I got Jackson. I don't know about the other two boys. That's probably a toss-up. You definitely have Noah. Noah is the biggest daddy's girl I've ever met in my life.
This is fair.
She is obsessed with you.
Can I have a banana? And Rachel's like, yeah, I'll get you a banana. No!
Daddy!
Daddy's getting me a banana.
Daddy gets me the banana.
Like, what? I'm the produce guy now?
The thing is, I don't even begrudge it because it saves me a lot of effort. Well, she will basically not allow me to do anything.
I got to put her to bed.
Put her to bed, wake her up, get her banana.
I mean.
Anything.
All the things.
I did put her to bed the other night, which was very upsetting for her because you weren't, I don't remember, you were signing all these books, right? And she was very upset that it was not you doing the routine.
I don't blame her.
But I did make a full song and dance routine and I read 3 books.
Wow.
Because I was trying to buy her love.
I don't know how to read. So that's good.
I want her to buy, I want her to love me too.
She loves you. She loves you.
I am bringing all the topics today.
Well, the
and
thing
you're
is,
the
you
one
start,
who drank a brain juice.
I did have a brain juice, not an ad, but I want to try and keep up with the level of starting with Howie Mandel. It's so hard.
It's not. Where do you go from there?
That's the problem.
It was the thing that nobody expected me to wonder, but these are the things that I wonder.
Whoa.
I'm like, Howie, are you okay? Are you healthier than all of us? That's what I want
to
know.
Did you go to Nashville yesterday?
I did.
How was Nashville?
Big things happening.
I know.
Big things happening. Very mogul-like things
Rachel
happening.
Rachel Hollis
in my life.
Had the day of days.
I had the day of my dreams. I had the day of my dreams.
So many big meetings.
Yeah. I'm investing in a company for the first time.
Investing in a
I know.
Company,
feels
honey.
Pretty baller.
Ah.
Had some big meetings around the country music industry. Like, It was
awesome.
It felt cool. It's, you know what it is? It's really, those of you who are in business, you maybe get this. You work so stinking hard for so many years to get to a certain place where 10 years ago, nobody would have even returned an email.
It's real.
And to get to a place where you can have an idea, you can pick up a phone and people are like, oh my gosh, yeah, let's talk about it. And then be in the meeting and then people go, oh my gosh, yeah, here's who you need to call and let's set this up. And, you know, do you want to have a slumber party with Trisha Yearwood? And I'm like, yes, I do. As a matter of fact, yes, I do.
Hashtag yes. What are we going to do for date night
tonight? Wait, I just thought of something else.
Oh, what happened?
You guys.
Oh, no.
You guys.
What happened?
I saw yesterday on Instagram. Okay, let's back up. First of all, Beyonce is doing a collaboration with Adidas. Do you know this?
Only because I'm married to you and you've talked about it nonstop.
Okay, leave me alone. Beyonce, it's Adidas times Ivy Park, or probably Ivy Park. She probably gets top billing, which is her like athleisure line, is doing a line with Adidas. It's very, all of us are excited. And when I say all of us, I mean the Beehive. We're ready for it. I get a note from my best friend last week who says, it's like the hello, the stuff's coming. And in a genius marketing move that I will steal at some point, the only way that you can buy the Beyonce Adidas line is through the Adidas app.
Oh, that, which is, that is smart.
Smart.
Genius.
Because none of us hesitated. We were like, what are the odds that you ever would have put the Adidas app on your phone?
0.0.
Yep. But for B, I'll do anything. So I get it. And yes, we are waiting. We're counting down the moments. It's coming end of this week. Now, my friends are in charge of telling me when. I think the 19th is when it launches. But Beyonce, if you are in this world, then you know they kept showing these giant lockers, like the size of you, that were bright orange. And don't even say it. Don't ruin it. You know where I'm going.
I think I know where you're going.
Giant orange locker. And inside of it is all of it's like the whole line. And the line is gorgeous. And it's like eggplant and tangerine. And I'm so excited. And mother heck. Freaking Reese Witherspoon had a giant orange locker delivered to her house.
They've got like this running thing going now.
And she acted all like, what could this be? Blah, blah, blah. And then that, and I love Reese Witherspoon, but like that drove me crazy because I was like, bow down. Do you know what that is worth to us, like, who deeply do you know? You got the whole locker. She didn't even just send you some shoes. She sent you the locker, right?
It's bananas.
And I commented. I said, I've never been so jealous of someone in my entire life. I'm like, I can't even get on the influencer program for Beyonce for, like, a sock. She sent you the entire line in a giant orange.
I wish I could care this much about anything.
And do you think Reese even wants to wear one thing? Or do you think she, like, gave it to her assistant? Her assistant, who, by the way, is selling it on eBay right now.
Oh, please.
Also, I'm holding two rocks in my hands.
You are holding. What are these rocks?
Okay, I feel like I should say it because I don't know if the cameras are recording and people are going to think I'm doing something weird. So one of the sweet gals who works on our team will babysit Noah for us sometimes. And Noah had these two little rocks that she was playing with and carrying around, and she gave them, or she like put them in the babysitter's pocket, or like put them in her purse or something. The babysitter found them in her purse.
Oh.
And so she brought them to me at work and said, hey, Noah left these, and they've been sitting on my desk. And since they were sitting on my desk, I just started to like hold them and like play with them.
They're shiny rocks.
They are. And it's like almost like a stress ball or a, what, I don't know.
Rocks and balls that are for stress are totally different things.
Yeah, no, these are just rocks. But I just, if anyone's like thinking that I'm weird, it's just, it's a, here, like here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you can tell they're very rock-like in substance.
One's green, one's like a dusky yellow.
You're like a weird old crystal woman now.
They're not crystals, they're just stones. But I feel like I should mention it in case this is in video.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying.
I am carrying
you got the
this
whole team
on
your
my
back.
I am wearing full Beyonce Adidas. Here, can we just go back to Beyonce and Adidas real quick? You know that we're not even gonna, I'm not even gonna be able to get one thing. That's what I'm stressed about.
Oh, let it go.
No, I'm not gonna be able to get one item of clothing because I don't wanna stay up until midnight. And there are going to be people who stay up until midnight to get the stuff. I'm going to wake up, even at my normal 4 a.m., it's going to be gone.
I mean, I'm trying to muster.
What would you care about? What
empathy,
do you
sympathy,
care about like, as much as feeling, I care about Beyonce? What is like, here, let me give you an example and then you find your version.
Okay.
Beyonce says, I'm doing one night only. one night only in 2020. I'm dropping everything. I'm dropping it. I'm getting myself there. I'm buying a ticket. There, one of you know this. One of the greatest regrets of my entire life is that I did not go see her at Coachella. And I don't really carry regrets, but that is a regret. So Beyonce, she says one night only. It's in some outlandish place. I will get myself to that. What's the thing? Do you have anything in your life that you care about that much that you, if you heard about it, you would be like, yes.
Gosh, it's such a good question and such a terrible thing that there isn't a thing that just leaps to my mind. I mean, I love sports, so my first instinct is like
opening day of a baseball season, or game seven.
Like like getting to go to like a game seven, going to
the All-Star game.
I got to go to the Masters one time working with Disney. That was amazing.
But something you drop everything
but
for.
Like if someone was like, hey, I got Super Bowl tickets, hey, there's this opportunity.
You'd drop it for Super Bowl.
Of course, of course. Like, that'd be crazy.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's petmeds.com and promo code podcast.
Who, if you could meet any celebrity in the whole wide world and you get to have a 2-hour multi-course amazing dinner, just you and this person, who do you choose?
Oh my goodness.
Anyone. I think I have who you would say. I'm curious. Think about it, and when you know, let's say it at the same time. Who I think you would choose.
Who would I choose to have a 2-hour multi-course
dinner? Like delicious,
dinner.
Slow, you know, like the dream dinner. It's already a dream dinner, but you get to add it just 2 hours of conversation with this person. Nobody else, nobody interrupting you. The rest of your life, you get this memory, this one person living.
One. This is terrible. We have to edit this because
no, I can't. No, we don't. This is true. You need some freaking passions in your life. Remember, this was my big idea, you guys. I think Dave needs to do a show called Dave Finds a Hobby or Dave Finds Passion. And it's just you trying to figure out things you're passionate about. I'm passionate about so many things.
I need passion in my life.
You can't think of one person? Badly.
No, the thing is, I don't want to say somebody and then remember, oh man, that person didn't even deserve to be in the top 10.
Like, you do have an idea. Don't say the name because I want to do it at the same time. I have who I think.
Here's the tough thing is that, like, really, when I think about like what would be the most interesting 2 hours, I tend to go into like news and politics.
Yeah, no, that's my person is that. So right. Let's say it. 1, 2, 3. Barack
Rachel
Obama.
Oh,
you would have the choice of anyone. You choose Rachel Maddow over Barack?
You
feel like she has like all the insider information.
She's just a good storyteller. Like,
you know who'd be interesting? Hmm. Jon Stewart.
Jon Stewart would be
John
interesting.
Jon Stewart's good. You know what I just started watching, guys, was The Shop. LeBron James. Oh my gosh. Weirdly, I don't like sports, but I love sports documentaries. What's the Bryant Gumbel, Real Sports?
It's a great one.
I freaking love Real Sports.
The Shop is interesting because they're not actually talking about sports necessarily.
No.
They're just talking about
everything.
Life. And
I
so
love that
you
show.
Get some insight into it, you get some insight into their like the way that they think. And actually what's interesting too is they have collected people who are the highest level performers in their individual disciplines. And so like getting to hear LeBron, you can have arguments as like, is he the greatest, second, third greatest?
I don't know anything about sports. I know that he's impressive. I know he's important. I don't know if he's like the biggest. I don't know. But I like want to record audio clips of the things he says on that show and just like play them for myself when it feels like a hard day.
Yeah. It's like, is it Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron? It's like one of those three is arguably the best player, but he's prolific. He is just like at the height of his game.
Okay.
But he has a perspective in being this like amazing performer that affords him a view on the world that is totally different from everybody else.
I really would like to start interviewing sports, high-level sports stars on Rise, because I think it's funny that I don't know anything about sports, but I'm obsessed with high performance.
Yeah.
So I only want to talk to them from the perspective of how do you get to this top? How do you stay there? But what I thought of when you just said those three guys, I know enough to understand who those people are. What's interesting about Michael Jordan, and I understand that he was a jerk, right? He was kind of a jerk.
Yeah. I mean, he's not known for being interpersonally.
Yeah, like, he's not known like LeBron sweet. Is yeah. like people really love LeBron, right? But what I find very interesting about Michael Jordan is Kobe and LeBron, based on the time period that they were at the top of their career, I don't know if they still play.
No.
Okay.
LeBron does, but okay. Kobe doesn't.
Had so much more training, technology, advice, coaching, the internet, YouTube videos at their disposal that Michael Jordan never had.
Yeah.
So I don't know how the greatness translates. Like, I don't know if like basket for basket, they're on the same level, but you do have to acknowledge like you did a thing that you didn't have what they have today to make you that person.
100%. The advances in all of those things and nutrition. And yes. The way that science is informing how they, like, basically.
What's the documentary you watch with what's-his-face, the football player? Tom versus Time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where you look at all the crazy things he does.
Oh, my goodness.
To be at that level, like.
Here's the thing, too. Like, athletes back in the day, they were making a lot of money relative to the average American. But
not
they were
it
making
is today.
No money relative to today. And I know inflation and everything else. But, like, the kind of contract that Tom Brady has or that LeBron James has, they can invest millions and millions of dollars in creating the support network that make them the highest performing athletes ever in a way that, you know, I'm sure that Michael Jordan, frankly, had some of those things. But he may have had a trainer and, you know, a few nothing compared to what these
they
guys
have today.
Nothing.
I was another documentary or podcast I was listening to. I really do like high-performance athletes. Who's the guy who does UFC who's Irish?
Joe Rogan?
No,
Irish. Oh, Colin McGregor?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was talking about that he had heard, I think it was LeBron, that LeBron, or maybe it was Dwayne Wade, spends $1 million a year just on taking care of his body.
Wow.
So the trainer, the masseuse, the stretching person, the cupping, the da-da-da-da.
It's their job, though.
And it's their job. And anyway, he was saying it was that it was the first time he realized, like, oh, crap, I'm supposed to be spending money to keep my body healthy, not just train it, but keep it healthy so that I can keep performing. But I think there's a funny podcast series that's like Rachel Talks Sports. Because I don't know anything about
it. I am here for it. And I'd love for all of the interviews to be in person.
Yes.
I would drop everything to roll on in. Well, you know what's interesting? Actually, in real time, there have been some very high-profile retirements from sport earlier in, like, years than ever before, especially in football.
Do you think that's because people are like, I'm not destroying my body?
100%. Yeah. And so,
that's
like,
wise.
You know, Andrew Luck was this quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts.
There's he was pretty young,
he
too.
Was
I feel
29,
like I heard about that.
And
29. Good for him.
Right? But Marshawn Lynch, speaking of putting the team on your back, like, he came back to the Seahawks for their playoff run because the running back for the Seahawks got hurt. And they lost, didn't make it to, like, they didn't advance in the playoffs. And as he was talking in the post game, He's a really funny interview because he usually never actually answers anything. He's cagey that way. But he gave some, like, really wise advice, like, take care of your money, take care of your body, take care of your mind. When you decide to leave this game, you need all three intact. And I'm sure that there's a whole host of ways that they're creating resources for professional athletes to transition out of actually being professional athletes. But also, I think that like there's some acknowledgement over time that like you have a whole lifetime to live after this professional gig is done. You have to be able to walk and talk and all the rest.
Yeah.
It's bananas.
You didn't ask. We didn't do the thing about who I would have the 2-hour lavish dinner with.
Who would you? Oh, who would you have the 2-hour lavish?
But do you know who I? Don't say it. But do you have a guess who I would say?
I do.
Okay, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Dolly Oprah. Parton.
You're right. Dolly would be amazing. But Oprah for sure. Oprah for sure. Because I don't doubt that I'm going to meet Oprah in my life. But I'm going to. It's going to be like a handshake. In a 37-second. But to have her attention for 2 hours and just be able to ask her 10,000 billion questions and also be like, oh, my gosh, oops, do you want to try a bite of my ravioli? It's amazing, right? And then she's like, can I make a bite for you of my Barramunda? It's only 2 points on Weight Watchers.
What's Barramunda?
It's a fish.
Well, good day. I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Are you even here?
Barely.
Are you in this room?
I am here. I am here.
You're here physically.
Physically, emotionally, mentally, and mentally.
Eh, not so much.
Kinda.
Not so much.
Kinda here.
Hey, I like talking about nothing with you.
You know what? This was nothing and everything, because don't forget about that Howie Mandel start.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to this week's edition of the Rise Together podcast. We hope you enjoyed your time. We'll be back next week with an episode about something.
Maybe.
Or not.